Where attention goes, energy flows. But can you direct your attention by your thoughts? I've read somewhere that we live in the age of attention. Everyone fights for your attention, and you have little or no control. Unless you can control your attention. How much control do you have over your attention? Why is that important? Two reasons. 1. Where attention goes, energy flows. But, as you'll find out, not all attention is equal. 2. While you are in quiet, paying in quiet, attention to one thing, you are ignoring everything else. Attention is a single-pointed arrow. It is not very wide cone either. Your cone of vision is already narrow. Why? Because fear, wrong, desire all narrow it. Automatically. Fear, wrong, and desire also urges you to fix what seems to be threatening you. By avoiding it, or by doing something drastic to it. What happens when you see something that seems to be threatening you? Essentially what happens is that you take that in quiet, thing in quiet, completely out of context. Because in your puny cone of vision you cannot see the larger picture, you cannot see the context. Context is decisive. It decides what you see when you look. You can only see what agrees with the context. Here are two student examples. 1. One student did great for a long time. Then something happened, something that seemed to threaten him, offend him, and his cone of vision, and with that his vibration, got small. Now he can only see that threatening thing and nothing else. Until, for some reason not entirely up to him, his cone of vision relaxes, and becomes wider, he will hide, he will hate, he will try to become invisible. Vibration 100. The threat, case? Silver bullet? Racket? Precious eye? Covering his whole cone of vision. 2. Another student lived in 100 vibration for a long time. Then in the discussion about the silver bullet and the inquat, case inquat, he started to look for his, and he saw something about himself, that he hadn't even confessed to himself, that he was playing small, in a small box, where there wasn't much to do. Hoping that he'd never had to grow up, move out of his parents' home, and become a man. In both cases we emphasize that owning it, choosing it, embracing it is what neutralizes, in the moment, what has been owning your life, what has been using your life, the case and the silver bullet. Both are soul correction related, soul correction specific. Not personal. The second student, opened his arms and embraced his case for a moment. And his vibration, along with his cone of vision grew. His vibration jumped to 170. The first student, for a while got stuck with the inquat, critter inquat, over his face. There are a ton more examples, but these two happened exactly at the same time. I could not miss it. Now, let me direct your attention to another aspect of attention, your ability to direct it. Your ability to direct your attention has atrophied. Watch a dog get instructions from his nose, a cat from his ears. The mongoose, Rikki Tikki, in false security, is not directing any of his attention to anything other than the conversation he is having. But, quoting from the Jungle Book, Chuchundra, the muskrat, sat down and cried till the tears rolled off his whiskers. End quote. I am a very poor man, comma, unquote, he sobbed. End quote. I never had spirit enough to run out into the middle of the room. HSH. I mustn't tell you anything. Can't you hear, Rikki Tikki? Question mark and quote. Rikki Tikki listened. The house was as still, but he thought he could just catch the faintest scratch in the world, a noise as faint as that of a wasp walking on a windowpane, the dry scratch of a snake's scales on brickwork. End quote. That snag or nagina, comma, unquote, he said to himself, end quote, and he is crawling into the bathroom sluice. You're right, Chuchundra, I should have talked to Chua dot end quote. The moment he became aware that there was something to pay attention to, he could. He tore away his attention from the conversation, and put it to his hearing so he could hear what he needed to hear, the cobras, naga nagina sneaking into the house. You can't even tear your attention away from where it goes, your misery, your desire, what's wrong, what needs to be fixed. Unmanaged attention goes to where the noise is. Any kind of noise is good. For the unmanaged, unmanaged attention behaves like a small child. Or maybe even more like the inquat, monkey people inquat, in the Jungle Book. Inquat, chattering, foolish, vain, foolish, and chattering, are the monkeys. Inquat. Inquat, I wish to eat, said Mowgli. I am a stranger in this part of the jungle. Bring me food, or give me leave to hunt here. 20 or 30 monkeys bounded away to bring him nuts and wild pawpaws. But they fell to fighting on the road, and it was too much trouble to go back with what was left of the fruit. Inquat. It's not an accident that they call it the monkey mind. Short attention span, no priorities, no long-term memory, no direction, no control over anything, chatter, chatter, chatter. And more chatter. Preferably pontificating, pompous, delusional, self-aggrandizing. Even when it talks about misery or faults. They have the biggest of all. Nothing is ever done, nothing is ever built. Aimless, empty, purposeless. So, as you see, learning to control your attention and keep it in your grasp is mandatory if you want to. 1. Live on the vertical plane where happiness lies. 2. If you want to accomplish anything noteworthy. 3. Want to grow out of the monkey state where chatter and fear rule your life. It is not easy, and no energy can work directly on it, only you can. It is like growing your calves. Only a special way of lifting weights that will be effective. And if Arnold Schwarzenegger's example is any guidance, he needed to go where few would go, to where he was afraid to go, increase the difficulty and the effort so it can actually do something. According to his book, his calf was his weakest point. He had this big bulky body, and comparatively puny-sized calves. He went to an expert, and the expert said to raise the weights he worked out with first to 500 pounds weights, and then graduate to 1,000 pounds weights to lift. He was scared he would rip his tendons, but he didn't. This is how he became the Arnold. I have been watching my students, staying with the Arnold analogy, practicing with 1 to 2 pounds weights. And they are surprised that they are not Mr. Olympia yet. If it weren't painful, I would laugh. My avatar state audios depend on your attention. Attention on what? On the area of life the audio directs you to put your attention on. The abundance activator directs your attention on possibility, on what you have, what you can do, of what works, on what is open. While the monkey mind wants to go to where you lack, where you need to fix, to where you see wrong, where you are powerless. I have made 23 different focused avatar state activators. It is one thing to have one activator audio, and finally conquer your attention, your monkey mind, and be able to wrestle back control over it. And direct it to abundance. It is a whole other thing to teach it to do it again with a different focus. I've done that, and it made me a lot more powerful in life. Because, don't kid yourself, unless your ability to direct your attention and keep it on where you need to keep it, you are not going to amount to much. To make this easier for you, I am offering a special on the Avatar State Activators. Special offer. Expires on Monday, December 9th at 7 a.m. EST. Get an Avatar State Activator at the regular price. Bonus number 1, and get me to muscle test which activator is the most productive for you to become all you can become. So make sure ask me to muscle test it for you for an extra $25. Before the deadline, you get this for free. Bonus number 2, I'll activate the capacity to control your attention for you. This is a hands-on activation, remotely. I can do it if I can connect to you. So I need your picture, and your date of birth. This is a $30 value. Beware, unless you start to use it with the Avatar State Audio I muscle test for you, it turns off in 3 days. As the body won't maintain an energy leak. The activation works, you don't, frowning face. Rare is the person whose precious inquat, inquat, allows them to pick the exact activator that will take them to where they need to go if they want to become all they can become. The other day I learned this the hard way. I suggested a student what to do next. And she answered with what she was going to do. And what she was going to do would make sure that she would stay the same. And bring up a child just like herself. That is not why she is here. Is it? That is not what she really wants. Is it? Go and pick what you want. https://www.yourvibration.com/energyproducts/avatar-state-audios/. Go to pick your activator. If you think that just buying an activator will do anything for you, you believe in stuff that is not real. All of my activators are co-creative.